local information first. This is your community connection on Cows 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
And here we go, 1210 on a Tuesday afternoon, Cows 100.9. I'm Corey Hogarth here in studio for another edition of your Community Connection, brought to you by Keene Bank. And we're kicking off another month here already in the month of March. I really don't know where 2026 is going on us here already. But since it is the first week of the month, that means we have our friends from the Owatonna Area Chamber of Commerce here in studio today. Brad Meyer, Brad Fisher. Gentlemen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Corey, good to see you. You're back from vacation. I'm back from several vacations.
Yeah, that's right. I wasn't here you guys last month, was I?
No.
I was. Yeah,
I wasn't either.
Fish, I was here.
Fish was here.
Okay. Yeah, I was on a cruise ship this time last month. And yeah. If only it would have been a little bit warmer, that would have been nice. But anyway, I digress. I mean, we only had temperatures in the 60s for a good part of that thing. So anyway.
You're not bitter about it.
Oh,
it's
no.
All right.
Hey, I still had a good time. That's all that matters, right?
Shouldn't cruise Alaska in February.
Yeah, no, that's not going to happen, first of all. I don't think even the cruise lines are that crazy. Some of them might be, but anyway. You know, I could digress off of that for quite a while because that's just what I do. But how about we just we'll just dive in, and because you guys brought a guest with you here.
We did. We want to get to our guest. Thank you, Corey. We know the first week of the month is your favorite, so we're glad to be here. Yes, we're so excited to introduce Molly McMillan, State Farm. Did I say that wrong?
McGillen.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. It happens all the time.
I said McMillan, didn't I?
Yeah, it happens
all
the time.
Wow, way to start off on the right foot. I saw your face. Molly McGillen, new State Farm agent here, at least in Owatonna. Welcome. Great to have you on with us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, and congratulations.
Thank you. Super excited.
And you are from Owatonna. Do you want to tell us a little bit about your story and how you ended up with State Farm here as one of the new reps?
Yeah, I am born and raised here in Owatonna, and I do have a funny story. Actually, I didn't know what I wanted to do after college, so I came home, and actually an old basketball coach of mine who had an insurance agency gave me an opportunity to start working for him here in Owatonna. I then transitioned into the metro area, got a job with a State Farm agent up there, worked for him for about 6 years, and then decided I was going to be crazy enough to do it myself and own a business. And I opened my first State Farm office in New Prague 9 years ago and worked really hard with a great team there, serving that community. And an opportunity came to come home and have a shot at running a second location in my hometown, and I did not hesitate.
Yeah, that's awesome. Did you ever think you would be back in Owatonna doing business?
No, I didn't. And actually, Judy, who retired here from Owatonna, State Farm agent, I've known her almost my whole life, and I, oddly enough, got to intern with her here in Owatonna prior to opening New Prague. And like I said, I never thought I'd be able to come home and serve this awesome, awesome community that I grew up in. Hmm. And so I'm pretty excited. I haven't been on a vacation lately. I've been a little busy. So I'm very jealous of all yours, even the 60-degree weather, Corey.
She's just buying businesses, expanding her territory. It's unbelievable.
Someone's got to do the work.
She's doing the work. I love
it. True.
No, that's a great story, Molly, and we're excited that you're back here. Now, of course, you referenced Judy Plemmel, who's been a State Farm agent here for many, many years, along with her husband Joe and their team.
Yep.
What does that look like for you, kind of stepping into that business? And I know it's a little different with State Farm, but maybe explain a little bit about how that works.
Yeah. So, Judy, I mean, I feel blessed to even be considered to even follow in the footsteps of what she created with her team and helping out the community. So she did a really nice, phenomenal job here. Her team was phenomenal. Joe, great guy, likes to chat. they're all great. And she did when she retired. So they have put actually two new State Farm agents here in Owatonna, but I feel gratitude, a little bit of pressure, right, to follow in her footsteps and deliver, but I'm very confident that we can do it. And actually, three of Judy's old team are in my office.
That's
great. To help carry on the...
Kept them in there.
Carry on the service and the legacy and that same you know, feel and family feel.
When you think about your business doing State Farm insurance in New Prague and then coming to Owatonna, do you see a lot of differences, or do you feel like you'd be able to take a similar approach to the...
I think, you know, the core values are all going to be similar, right? So, like, for me, I enter everything with this as a servant's heart. We have to take care of everybody like their family. People work really hard for their stuff. And if we're lucky, like, if they trust us enough, because there's a ton of options and, you know, that they can go. And if they trust us, we better do it right and we better care. So, like, that integrity, those things are all going to be the same. And then we're just going to see where it goes and getting involved in the community. But it's going to be the same, same approach, absolutely.
Terrific. No, that makes a lot of sense. And how has the transition been so far? I mean, you're up and running. It's the baton's been passed, but still fairly new in this process, right?
Yeah, we are up and running, I will say, quote unquote. like everything else, some tech issues, phones. So if you've called and... we're there.
We tried to make an appointment for next week, and she has two laptops set up because they're not talking to each other, and I don't know what calendar to put it on.
It's a little complicated owning or having two of them. So there is, out of the 23,000 agents in the country, there are 1,100 of us that have two. So they're still, that's still kind of a new thing for State Farm too, making all the systems talk to each other, and getting our teams collaborating. Cause we're on one team. We just get to expand, like you said, the communities that we serve. And obviously New Prague has become very special to me. They're a great, awesome community. But home, this has been special to me for a long time. So I'm excited to dig in and get involved.
Right. That's great. Okay. I'm getting the time signal here. So if people don't know, most people probably do know where Judy Plemmel's office was, but talk a little bit. You're taking over the space where she was, and so nothing changes that way either. So where you're located, address, phone number, website, all that.
Yeah,
jazz,
so actually, the website I'm just getting taken care of today. But my web, so I am McGillinAgencyOwatonna.com, believe.
Okay. All right. We'll fact check that quick.
Yeah, I would. I definitely would fact check that. We are at 920 Hoffman Drive here in Owatonna, and again, I just got the phone number all set, and it is 451-4619.
Perfect. Perfect.
And yeah, I'd fact check that that website. It's one of those tech issues, and it's a different one. This one is specifically for the Owatonna agent.
Okay.
Agency. So my New Prague one has a different website.
No, that makes perfect sense. That's good. Well, it's new to all of us. We're getting the info out right now, so that's terrific. And thank you for...
find us on Facebook. Follow us. Yeah. Molly McGillin State Farm. Perfect. We have some fun.
Perfect. Okay. Check that out. And Corey, we'll come back after the break with some more info.
Yeah, we will send it to our break here, but I'm sure Brad's got some other stuff sitting over there. He usually does, and, you know... Fisher, you probably got something too. I don't know.
I'm just the chaperone for this whole show.
Okay, I see. Yeah, we do have to have a chaperone most of the time in here. But anyway, all right, so we'll continue on with your community connection brought to you by Keene Bank right after the break here on Kyle's 100.9.
The local conversation continues with Community Connection on Cows 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
And here we go with more of your Community Connection brought to you by Keene Bank here on this third day of March. Right, it is the third, isn't it? I honestly have no clue. I'm making
Correct.
Up as we go
Correct.
Here. But I'm Corey Hargith back here in studio, and we have Brad Fisher. We got Brad Meyer here with the Owatonna Area Chamber of Commerce for their regular visit here on Community Connection. And I'm sure you got something over there with something that's happening here within the community, Brad.
Ah, it's such a great community.
Did
and
you know it was Molly's birthday
to
today?
What? Oh, is it?
Is it really?
It is.
Well, that just went out on the airwaves, so there you go.
I forgot until you said the third, and I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, that is awesome. That's awesome.
Well, happy birthday, even though you didn't realize it was your birthday.
Thanks. I keep forgetting. I've got a few things.
Yeah, you only got a couple of things. A
couple things on our mind. And no, I'm not singing, so just stop.
Good.
What? You told me you would during the break.
Off the air, I will.
Okay.
Okay.
So Molly McGillin joined us, new State Farm agent, and everything. We're breaking news on the air. Birthday, new websites live. McGillin Agency, Owatonna.com.
Yep.
It's all here.
Yeah.
We're doing it.
It's happening.
Real time. That's the magic of radio.
Yeah. You never know what's going to happen when you walk in this room. So there you go.
That's it. Molly, I know we kind of wrapped up. I just want to say thank you for being part of the Owatonna business community and stepping into this. We're excited. It's great to have somebody that's got the experience and you've done this and now you're growing into your hometown, which is pretty cool. So.
I love it. Well, thanks so much for welcoming me home and then inviting me to do this. It was fun.
Absolutely. Check her out. It's McGillinAgencyOwatonna.com. What's that? What are you holding up fingers for? Three minutes?
Three minutes.
All right. What do we got?
You know this goes by fast.
I know. I'm like, are we ready there? I was going to mention just a couple of quick things. Sometimes we get asked quite a bit about some of the economic development projects happening around town. And pretty obvious downtown, the buildings are gone in the Ascend South project. So they tore them down. And that will come out of the ashes here very soon over the summer and into, could be into next year before they're open. But that'll be it'll look similar to the Ascend project right along the river, just a little bit smaller. So that's cool. Culligan Ultra Pure is putting up a big warehouse building on their property just off of Cedar Avenue. And that thing went up fast. So that's up as well. And then we do get asked a lot about the Subway building on Bridge Street, Subway Sandwiches, and then the old Hardee's building on Hoffman Drive. And both of those, we're being told, have been acquired. And we know for sure one of them will be a national food chain. We don't know which one. They're not telling us that yet. But we do know something's happening there as well. So those are a couple of things taking place at the moment. And then the other thing to note is our Main Street program, Lisa Cochran's working with Development Center, City, Utility, School District on the Rose Street Center, which is, if you know where the kitchen is in downtown, it's kind of behind the kitchen, across the street from Auto Value, that area downtown. And that's going to have a retail incubator space. We'll also have the shops at Rose, which will be an opportunity to cultivate retail from a real small idea and concept into the sheds, which will be an opportunity to really kind of run their own business and then ideally into their own space. So we're excited about that process happening right now, which is really cool. And then just a couple of quick shout outs. Kelly Boomgarden at Country Inn and Suites was our Chamber Ambassador of the Year for 2025. She got a big award. And we want to thank Deb Gillard, who was the chair of the Chamber Board. She's now turned it over to Oscar Mazariego. So he'll be our chair in 2026. So those are a couple of quick things. What else? Anything else, Fish, before we wrap up?
No, I think you've covered it.
Yeah. Okay.
You know?
All right.
I just love the story, you know, local Owatonna kid and now back back home doing business. I love that. It's just a story we love to hear at the Chamber.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that website again, McGillinAgencyOwatonna.com.
And the phone number?
There we go.
And the address?
Don't make her look it up again. It's fine. Just look at the website.
I literally walked in to her office at 10:30.
Right.
Today. And said, hey, Molly, let's go. You're going on the radio. And here she is. That's awesome.
Yeah, there you go.
That's awesome.
All right. I'd love to keep this going, but we got to get moving along here. I've got the Midday Farm Review from the Linder Farm Network coming your way at 12:30. And then you're stuck with me for the rest of the afternoon. I'll be in with you starting at 1 o'clock for your midday move, brought to you by Simple Move. This has been your Community Connection, brought to you by Keene Bank on Kyle's 100.9. We'll talk to you in a little bit.